Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to your show, In the Light of the Quran. Today we have a light that inshallah we hope will shine on our lives and will help us really understand this world and prepare ourselves for the real life on the Day of Judgment. Actually, if the parable that Allah gives here in these verses, the light, the strength of this light and the beauty of it has the potential to help us really understand this world in a way that will make us work better and prepare ourselves better for the Day of Judgment and make us better individuals. We will see how we can get that inshallah. It's very important today, and these verses are, I personally love these verses so much, and I hope that you will go to them and read them if you know how to read Arabic. If you don't know how to read Arabic, go to the translation of the meanings. Try to get, you will get some of the meanings inshallah there. These verses, this light is so powerful, so strong. I repeatedly recite these verses because they are very strong. They touch the heart straight away. They straight go to the heart and they have a lot of influence, a lot of potential in our lives. Let's start with the recitation inshallah and spend some time with these verses. Then we will talk about the wisdoms and the light that we can derive from them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back. Now these beautiful verses contain a very strong message, a very profound meaning. Allah starts by calling us with the name of faith. O you who believe, O believers, O you who believe. And we know that when once we hear this statement, that there is a precious advice Allah is giving us. Now Allah says, O you who believe, fear Allah, have righteousness, have taqwa, fear the punishment of Allah, protect yourselves from the punishment of Allah, and let every soul look to what it has prepared for tomorrow. Let every one of you consider what he or she has prepared for tomorrow. Now, which tomorrow is this? Is it the day that comes after this day? What kind of tomorrow Allah is talking about here in these verses? This tomorrow is the real tomorrow. Now there is the tomorrow that we know that comes a day after the present day. But there is the real tomorrow that we should prepare ourselves for. This is the most important day, the most important tomorrow. So let's see what this real tomorrow is. The real tomorrow is the moment when we leave this world. The real tomorrow is the moment when we stand before our Creator. The real tomorrow is the moment where it will be decided for us whether to go to paradise and dwell there forever, or to go to the hellfire and be there and remain there forever. So that's the real tomorrow. So many people prepare themselves for the future. Talking, when you ask someone why they save a lot of money, they say for tomorrow, meaning for the future. Tomorrow, tomorrow. So many people among us, they have plans, 5-year plan, a 10-year plan. Some people have a 20-year plan. Some people have a lifetime plan for tomorrow. The people prepare themselves for the future. But what is the real future? What is the real tomorrow? It is the moment when we will stand before our Creator and our destination, our destiny, real destiny, will be decided. So Allah is saying to us, Allah is addressing us with the name of faith. O you who believe, fear Allah, be dutiful to Allah, and let every soul look at what it has prepared for tomorrow. What have you prepared for that day? Good deeds, righteous deeds, wonderful deeds. What have you prepared for that day? Now once we read this verse, we have to stop. We have to take a moment with ourselves. We have to see what we have really prepared for tomorrow. Is there a lot of sacrifice? Is there a lot of striving we prepared? Is there a lot of charity that we paid for the sake of Allah? Is there a lot of difficulties that we overcome for the sake of Allah? Is there a lot of dedication for the sake of Allah? Is there a lot of achievement that we made for Islam? What have we prepared for tomorrow? The real tomorrow. Or have we wasted our time preparing for the day, for the days that are to come in this life? And you know, maybe you will prepare yourself for the years to come, and there's a possibility that you might never live to reach those days and to benefit from what you have prepared. But once you prepare for the day of judgment, for the real tomorrow, you will never miss on that. It will come to you. You will face it on the day of judgment. Then Allah says that Allah is very well aware with what you do. Allah knows what you do, and He will make you face it on the day of judgment. Then Allah says to us, that's a very important warning, a very important light. Allah says that, do not be like those who forgot about Allah. So many people live their lives unaware of Allah. They're unaware of the teachings of Islam, of the commandments of Allah, of the light that was sent to us by Allah. They are unaware of that. What happens to these people? Allah will cause them to forget about themselves. How? By not knowing, by misleading them away from what is beneficial for them, what is really beneficial, not what they think is beneficial. So the people who are far from Allah, Allah will only lead them to what is evil for them. Look at the people of disbelief. Maybe they have a lot of wealth, they pretend, or seemingly they enjoy their lives, but in reality they are not. Their lives are miserable. They're looking to fill the gap, the vacuum, the emptiness that is in their hearts. Why? Because Allah caused them to forget about what is good for themselves. Because they forgot about Allah. So the punishment, the recompense will be in accordance with their actions, with our attitude. So let's remember Allah, let's be mindful of Allah all the time. So Allah will guide us to what is good for us. Allah will choose for us what is good. It's very simple, it's a clear equation. There's a lot of light and wisdom in these wonderful verses. Then Allah says, now the people who have Allah caused them to forget about themselves, these are the wrongdoers. They will go to the hellfire. Then Allah says, the people of the hellfire are not equal. They do not equal the people of paradise. The people of the hellfire, the people of paradise are not equal. There's a huge difference between them. There's a huge difference between what is good and what is evil. Between righteousness and between wickedness. The people of paradise will be in joy and blessings and ecstasy. Whereas the people of the hellfire will be in the fire, in the middle of torture and chastisement. Then Allah says, gives us a very strong parable saying, if we sent down this Qur'an, if we sent this Qur'an to a mountain or upon a mountain, it would have been, or you would see it, you would have seen it humble, and it would rent asunder, it would crack and fall down because of the heaviness, because of the glory of the Qur'an. So what's the matter with human beings? We are hearing the Qur'an, we read the Qur'an, but we don't benefit from it. So unfortunately, the hearts of some people have become more hardened than rocks, than mountains. Allah is saying, if we sent down this Quran to a mountain, you would have seen it humble itself because of the glory of this Quran. You would seen it rent asunder and break down because of the weight and the light and the wisdom of the Quran and the greatness of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what's happening to us that we are not benefiting from these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then Allah says, such Allah gives the parables and the similitudes to mankind in order to incite their thinking, to make us think, because examples help us draw parallels, so we start to think. It causes us to think, to come to conclusions, real conclusions. So the mountains would benefit from the Quran, so why don't we benefit from that? Why don't we prepare ourselves for the real tomorrow? Then Allah starts to describe and talk about Himself. And these are wonderful verses. Why did Allah mention these verses about Himself just after mentioning the example of the mountain? Just to show us that we have to understand the names of Allah, get to know Him more, benefit from these names and these attributes of Allah. Allah says that no one has the right to be worshipped but Him. He knows everything. He knows the matters of the seen and the unseen. He knows everything. And He is the most merciful. Then Allah says that no one has the right to be worshipped but Him. He is the King. He is the Sovereign of the world. He is the most praised. And He is the highest. He is the most high. And He is the one who brings peace. And He is the one who brings security. And He is the one who controls all the universe and has authority and power over everything. Then Allah says He is the Almighty and He is the greatest. Then Allah says how high Allah. Allah is above and exalted above everything they say. Then Allah says He is the Creator. He is the one who gives you the images. He is Allah who gives everything its shape. He has the most beautiful names. Everything glorifies Him. Everything in the heavens and the earth, whether we see it or we don't see it, the plants, the animals, the rocks, the mountains, everything glorifies Allah because it knows that Allah is its creator and Allah is the most high, Allah is the most wise and Allah is the almighty. This is the description of Allah. Now these verses contain a very profound message that we should prepare ourselves for tomorrow. How can we prepare ourselves for the real tomorrow, the day when we meet our Creator, is by understanding the Qur'an, benefiting from it, and trying to do as much deeds, as many deeds as possible, especially in the best quality that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all this we can achieve it through understanding the Qur'an, contemplating it, benefiting from it, from the light of it. And this is what the show is all about. And understanding the names and attributes of Allah and benefiting from the light and the light they give us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us benefit from all of these. And until we meet with more light from the Quran, I leave you in peace and in the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.